Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh talking with ISU Extension and Outreach Beef Specialist Erica Lundy about her upcoming Farmers Coffee event taking place from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Friday at Guthrie County Extension. For this Friday's Farmers Coffee at Guthrie County Extension, what are you planning on talking about with the area producers?
So our topic is kind of cattle concerns. So the intent with this Farmers Coffee is to keep it kind of smaller group and more like informal discussion. So what my goal with this is to hit on some recent maybe questions that we've been getting from producers that will really help stimulate producers to think about what they're doing at home and hopefully find something new to take home and implement and make some improvements in their own operation.
Of course, you probably don't want to give too much away before the actual event, but what are just a few examples of questions that you have been faced recently by producers?
Yeah, so kind of this time of the year, a lot of guys are gearing up to start calving season. So a lot of things are going to kind of be centered around some of that component. So nutrition is going to be kind of a big one I hit on, not only for third trimester gestating cow, but then also too once she's lactating and has that calf at side. So we've been getting some questions across the state this winter about producers that are maybe feeding something that they typically haven't in the past couple years. So maybe that's some damaged grain, hay that's maybe not as high quality as what it has been. So some of those things we'll talk about, and then also to kind of the importance of some minerals and vitamins and making sure that those are included in the diets as well. Another topic we're going to hit on a little bit too is kind of regarding cattle health. So we'll talk a little bit about some management for that newborn calf and making sure that we set them up for a successful life in the herd.
You have been the beef specialist for a few months now for Region 4 for ISU Extension. Guthrie County still being new for you, what are you looking forward to as, you know, being a part of this Farmers Coffee series?
Yeah, so I originally kind of grew up in the area and actually showed a 4-H through Guthrie County as well. So I'm kind of excited to be back in the area and then just visit with producers and get a feel for kind of what questions, challenges, opportunities that they've been feeling in their operations and hopefully help them make some improvements and continue to build on their own herd.
And how has the experience been like so far as being beef specialist at ISU Extension?
It's been great. So Southwest Iowa, a little partial too, but lots of great producers that are here in a very strong beef and egg area in general. So it's exciting to be back in the area and to be working with producers on a daily basis.
And now that we're in the start of 2019, what do you think is the outlook so far for beef markets in production this coming year?
Yeah, so markets have been a little hit and miss here lately. So hopefully moving on into 2019, we'll see some increases in cattle prices. And then hopefully our numbers in the area will hold steady as well.
And what do you think are some important things that cattle producers should be thinking about as we're in the winter time here?
So winter months tend to get a little dreary for us sometimes. So I think nutrition plays a big role kind of this time of year, especially for our spring calving herds. So really right now we need to just focus on making sure that we're keeping those cows in good body condition score, giving them the groceries that they need so that when that calf is born, hopefully they can get up and nurse right away and be set for, in terms of health and performance for their life.
Are there any other tasks or things that, you know, that you would recommend that farmers should think about as far as being as successful as possible with their operation in the coming year?
Yeah, so I think the first of the year is a great time to maybe set some New Year's resolutions that are related to the herd. So I think record keeping is a big one. And I think along with record keeping, it's just not calving dates, maybe our pregnancy rates, weaning weights, some of those things that are a lot easier to measure, but then also too some of our cost of production. So those are things that can be pretty important when we start talking about economics and whether we're being profitable or not. So if producers have the opportunity to start tracking some of those costs this year, they'll be a lot more beneficial in the long run to kind of measure successes and maybe find some areas where we can make some improvements.
Well, I think that wraps things up. If there's anything else you'd like to say before Friday morning's Farmers Coffee event?
I don't think so. Just looking forward to having some producers there and have some discussions about the beef industry.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with ISU Extension and Outreach Beef Specialist Erica Lundy about her upcoming Farmers Coffee event taking place from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Friday at Guthrie County Extension. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com.